Thank you for the bar.
But you see, if Callie were not devoted and willing, and Soltec were not valid, she would have had her headache, and Soltec would not be here. So for us to be allowed to sit with you for a little bit is very gracious of you while we go through our own lessons. And certainly it is the place amongst our family that we should be allowed to do this. And it is hard to stay on those subjects. Some of them are extremely important. But we'll get those to you. The main thing this day was that we have some beloved members of our family back visiting with us. Speakers willing to share. These people work. This means that the writings have to be done into the night. And there's never a let up. We don't ever let up, do we? We can keep all the editors busy and still it seems we've not even touched the surface. We need to speak about those volcanoes up in Washington and Oregon. More, we need to speak about what is happening from Nevada and all of the testing that has gone on there. You see, when visions have been seen of people dropping like flies from the toxic material coming out of the streets and the sidewalks in the cities, you not only have built tunnels, a network of them, under the surface, but the fissures have just opened up, and as these plates scrape against each other, you are continually creating new ones. Then your government gets out there and they create a few more. And as that molten mass of radioactive material builds and builds and builds with the pressure outside your Mono Lake area, that's going to burst. That can be, according to the wind flow and the prevailing wind, will wipe out all of Southern California. So the hope is that there is enough pressure brought to bear to relieve the stress on that volcanic activity. Doesn't mean that it's going to be pretty, but it doesn't mean that it is going to rain radioactive material down upon you either. So better to relieve that pressure. The problem comes from the fact that all of Nevada in its guts is that boiling cauldron of radioactive material. There's not any of Nevada left. And in between those subterranean channels of lava and radioactive material, you have built these underground facilities. And in those, you have put other incredibly dangerous material. And your world is teeming with the toys of man that can release anthrax, smallpox, diseases that have gone far, far out beyond any of man's capability to control. And that's why the Western United States is so incredibly important. As these earth upheavals happen, if it turns in the wrong direction, you're still going to have this massive radioactivity released. But you see, God still doesn't leave you destitute. Looks pretty bad to pick up a map like this and see that all the way through Utah, Nevada, etc., there's nothing but water. But what happens to radioactivity, friends? It's cleansed with water. And if this world is going to be able to ever house life form again, it means it's going to have to be cleansed. So it isn't nice to think about California sucking up under and an ocean moving all the way in to the old levels of the Bonneville Sea. On the other hand, if it can cleanse the radioactivity of that portion of the continent, it can reclaim itself in the bottom of that sea, as through the next eons of time, it builds and changes and cleanses to again be lifted to the surface. The alternative of this is ionization. And you have the capability of starting a chain reaction with prana waves, life waves, whatever you call the substance of life, in such frequency that you can start a chain reaction and you can pulverize your planet and it will go into a vapor. At which point, a lot of it will be radioactive vapor. It will become a gaseous star because at that point we have permission to encapsulate the planet, the globe, in a plasmic shield, a bubble. That does two things. It holds the orbiting space correctly for your solar system. It keeps that trash out of our space and your brother's space. But I think you can see that it's not going to do the humanoids a lot of good. Dust thou art, to dust returneth. No. You're not made out of dust. You're made out of the entire substance of life. You're not a mud pie. God's not that foolish. You are a compilation of all the wondrous things of the universe, manifest through his thought form, his electrical impulse, his creativity, to give you, which is your energy form, the reflection of God's self, a perfect vehicle to serve you. How well do you serve it? It is not you. As you look around at the masses, it's not your job to judge each one. It's your job to discern. And when you discern that the activities of these ones are ungodly, then you must back away from those ones. Because the impact of Earth's journey is so stressful that the conscious thought will automatically go to the physical? Why is the Mossad, the KGB, the CIA, why are these ones so incredibly horrible when they get their enemy? Why do they torture? Because the soul knows there is only wonderment beyond this dimension. But the consciousness stops right here at the method of death of the body. And unless they can make it so horrendous, they've already removed from your consciousness and your knowing, and your teachers have taught you there's no such thing as reincarnation. That was simply removed from your Bible. And yet these teachers will get right up to their pulpit and say, well, good John Brown is now dead, he's in a better place. You cannot have one without the other. There is no way to have one without the other. And your job is not to go around discerning and judging everything. You will get so distracted that you won't get your own job done. As long as what you are doing is right with God, you can pray for your brother, but you may not push him into anything. And you may have to do a lot of releasing. And the reason it pains you so much is because you instinctively know that if the lesson is not learned, that one is going to have to pay again. But oh, what a glorious experience to be allowed another opportunity. Look at the alternative. George Burns says, well, I got up this morning and I didn't feel too good, but I don't like the alternative. Think of the alternative, but think of the glory. There will always be with God another opportunity. So one gets angry with me when I say, I don't care whether you come along or don't. I might rather have you with me, but it certainly is not going to destroy myself or my mission if you choose to turn completely away, because I know where I'm headed. I know what I'm about. And you will, by your own mouth, tell me you don't know where you're going. Soltec knows where he's at and where he's headed. Corton knows. Sananda's come back to do a dastardly job. And yet we're gifted with something you're not. We hardly can see the facade. It will just be a cloud or a darkness or a brightness or an energy impulse to us that takes it beyond that facade and into that intent. And you have all the right to all of the intents you want, be they black, white, green, or purple. Because before you come to the joining again with the Creator in light, you will have learned. One say, well, it's karma, came back to pay my debts. No, you didn't. You may think that you did, but you are confusing debt with lesson. You're not back to pay for anything. That is over and done. That experience is gone and it is past. What you are back for is to learn and move ahead. And each time you're going to start pretty much where you left off. So it's better, you know, to get as far along the trail as you can. But not imperative. What does become imperative is that we have the ones who are back here who have made commitment to share this responsibility or mission with us. We have to go through the sorting. And ones do think. It's like when two people marry and they make a contract, they make a commitment. They don't have all the facts, do they? So it's unfair, really, to make them make a lifetime commitment when they don't have all the facts. And let that be a lesson to you. You have to be flexible enough to utilize as the facts unfold, because most of them are hidden from you. And when two people think they're in love, talk about hiding. Goodness gracious. That's why I'm not interested in your state contracts. I'm interested in the commitment of two hearts that say, hey, I'm willing to try. I even fully respect the ones that say, hey, we hurt each other. This isn't any good. And to try to maintain love, respect, honor, and all the things required to make this journey in a lie is not the answer. Neither is it all right to do what has come to be in your world. Just throw it away. Sometimes it's better to throw it away, but not as lightly as it's thrown away today. Because there is no ability on the part of either to grow. On the other hand, you're not getting married. The children are not getting married for the same reasons that ones merge their lives. They're basing it on getting away from home. I will find someone to love me. I'm unfulfilled. This will fulfill me. No, it won't. One thing fulfills you. That is being at oneness with God. And unfortunately, most of your children are not learning that. They have never heard that. So we come with a most interesting mission. We have to awaken mankind to what's going on and let you know that radioactive material is flowing through the fissures coming over to your part of the world to blow up on you. I don't want you in the path of that, because Gondrian or anything else is not going to save you if it blows all over you. And I don't have time to give you a 3-hour lecture when that thing erupts. And I say dive, I want you to dive somewhere. I don't want you to sit there and say, well, now tell me again what there is about radioactive material that may hurt me. Take your Gondriana, and I want to tell you, it won't hurt you nearly as bad, because you will have picked up the capability of changing your frequency. And it will automatically respond to whatever is being sent at you. What's more, the low frequencies will begin to bother you less and less. In the beginning, you have to consciously tell your brain that this is interesting. I feel a little distressed. My head feels like it's going to blow off my neck. So get it lined up, God. Just match it. Do whatever you need to do, God, but get it done. I don't have time for this. Now that seems a little bit impertinent, doesn't it? But that's what God is waiting for you to do. When you no longer will take it and take control of it, you will get well, and you will march right through it if the bomb blew up in your face. It will help, however, to be able to keep your body intact. It is really annoying to try to put it together on the battlefield. You know, come on, eyeballs, would you mind coming back over here? But that's what we're talking about, the capability of a body to change into its frequency. And this is what the damaging thing is, that even your channels will have told you. Atomic energy is very bad. Prana energy blasts are worse. Not because of the radioactivity, but because it disperses the energy field. And let me tell you something, your soul weighs about 6 ounces. So there is an entity there. There is a thing there. There is a commodity there. And some of these ultra frequencies can damage that energy field. They can disperse that energy field. And only you will have your own perfect blueprint. But to reassemble it is very, very hard. These are lessons that it's taken 4 years to get across. I can't do it in an afternoon. You have one important thing, and this is what Eric would tell you from Baba. And I want Eric to know that I'm going to request more and more of him. Because as we move into the spiritual aspects of existence, we need the wholeness of the great teachings, the truth teachings, not the ones that keep you controlled in the physical form. You're coming upon Easter season. What is Easter? Easter was the biggest satanic pagan holiday of the year. Easter didn't come to be because they had somebody up there called Jesus they were going to crucify. His name wasn't even Jesus. It was Emmanuel. And he was a teacher. And he knew the truth. They chose that time of the year to have this trial. Remember, there were traditions that went with Easter holiday. Ultimately, it will only be your spiritual path that has any purpose, anything. You are serving a planet. A primitive planet that has not evolved enough not to destroy itself. It's the playground of the adversary. When it couldn't play and destroy in our own kingdoms, it was allowed to play and give you lessons in the third dimensional experiences. So we each look each day into the reality of what we perceive to be. And that's why you want to see the map. You want to know what this physical expression has to look forward to. And it doesn't look great if you look around. Looks pretty bleak. And yet the soul sings. Mark's right. Amazing grace. It's amazing. It is infinite. And it is all through grace. All through grace. But I take exception to the words of your song. That saved a wretch like me. Oh, precious, you are not wretches. And if you are saved, you are not a wretch. You are a perfection. And that's our mission. And it's hard for us to talk about these physical things when our whole existence is the non-physical. It's where you're going. It's the silver wings that can be expressed in either the physical or the mental. It is the moving into a dimension that can be expressed in either format. And we're given into this mission to gain experience very closely with you ones. And it's shocking to us too, because in our own way, we see the perfection of how orderly the universe functions and how disorderly is the functioning of our younger brothers. And so many of you have walked with us and come to assume your role, to find this nagging memory somewhere that says, I know perfection and I cannot deal with this. And this clutches at us who stop short in our own responsibility. And yet there is so much that you are experiencing and the expression of it that would make us envy from time to time as you begin to see. You are the guidelines, not just the guides. If you do not put forth the truth, there will be no truth. There's only one truth, but it's expressed in infinite ways. Each group of people will express it according to their way. You cannot go and push your way off on a Lakota Sioux Indian. I hate the term Sioux, that's a white man's term. You cannot push your way off on the Hopi, who know they come from the earth. They have forgotten that they came also from the stars. But they will accept that because it is one of the migrations. And they are confronted with something else that you ones can't understand, as are the Aboriginal people of New Zealand and Australia. You don't even bother to give them a name, you just call them Aborigines. It means original people. You put labels on everything, most of which have no meaning. You've stolen it to apply to something else. But when the green ants dream and sleep, and there is dream time and a time to vision, everything is all right. You are in your evolvement. But what will the Aborigines tell you now? Dream time is over. The green ants are awake. The next step, which is got to be migration, is at hand. The plains natives, the original ancients, thank you.